Do humans matter that much? The anthropic principle gained support among scientists who felt uncomfortable with coincidence piling upon coincidence. Yet it gives us no definitive explanations that fit current science. As with jellyfish, it could be that evolution created a match between the human brain and the constants in the universe. Or not. They might match for some other reason. Or the seeming match could be illusory, and we will discover important kinds of mismatches if we keep looking. There are large areas of controversy about how accidental anything in the cosmos actually is. But at least the ice has been broken. The total lock on randomness has been broken intellectually. The recent discoveries of planets orbiting around distant sun-like stars has boosted randomness, the notion being that there may be millions upon millions of planets potentially capable of sustaining life. If so, then Earth would be lucky in the cosmic lottery, but not unique or perhaps all that special. Copernicus may have the last laugh. To bolster its credibility, the anthropic principle has been expressed in strong and weak versions. The weak anthropic principle, WAP, tries to take any special dispensation out of the equation. It makes no claim that intelligent life on Earth was somehow the goal of cosmic evolution, starting with the Big Bang. WAP only says that the universe, if it is ever fully explained, must conform to life on Earth. Maybe the constants that we have been measuring contain some kind of wiggle room, so that our knowledge, while correct, is limited to our perspective. Imagine a bee that can only collect pollen from pink flowers. The weak bee principle would say that no matter how you talk about the evolution of flowers, a connection must be made between the pink ones and bees. The fact that there are lots of other flowers in other colors can be explained any way you want without worrying about bees. The strong anthropic principle, SAP, makes a bolder claim that there can be no knowable universe without human beings in it. The evolution of the cosmos must necessarily lead to us. Many physicists squirm at this suggestion, which smacks of metaphysics. One mischievous commentator went one step further with a so-called very, very strong anthropic principle, which he stated as, "The universe came into existence so that I, personally, could argue cause and effect on this web page, specifically." This might seem like a joke, taking SAP to a ridiculous extreme. But if the universe must accommodate human beings, there is no logical reason why it can't accommodate this very moment in time. Cause and effect doesn't have a mind of its own. If the constants lead to deterministic outcomes, for example, dropping a ball always leads to the balls falling to Earth, it's just as easy for a moment in time, pick any one you want, to be predetermined. Now you can see why a belief in cause and effect is one of the core beliefs that have broken down in the post-quantum era. It just won't do to say that the Big Bang inevitably led to this very moment. The words that you are now listening to, the ham sandwich or cup of tea at your elbow, and the spelling of your last name. Strict cause and effect would mean that your next thought or the next word out of your mouth was predetermined 13.7 billion years ago. By turning strict cause and effect into probabilities, quantum mechanics ease this difficulty. We now live with soft cause and effect, you might say. Every event emerges from a set of probabilities, not an ironclad chain reaction. Still, the mystery of the fine-tuned universe hasn't gone away. Probabilities can tell you the likelihood of an electron appearing at point A in time and space. It has nothing to say about how electrons came into existence as part of a fine-tuned universe. By analogy, if you have a friend with a vocabulary of 30,000 words, and you also know how often he uses each word, you can use probability to calculate the likelihood that his next word will be jazz. Maybe he's not a jazz enthusiast, so the likelihood is very small, with a probability of 1 in 1,867,054. That's a powerful degree of precision. But you still have no way of explaining why he chose that word any time that jazz escapes his lips. On a large scale, your skill at probabilities can't explain why language came into existence among primitive societies hundreds of thousands of years ago. No matter whether the anthropic principle is weak or strong, it allows Earth to stop being a random speck afloat in the cosmic ocean. It's hard to get past the proposition that the constants of nature have their particular values because the universe is built to allow for life to develop. If you've ever idled away an afternoon building a house of cards, you know that the slightest slip in one card leads to the collapse of the whole structure. Imagine, instead of a house with 52 cards, that you are building human DNA, which has 3 billion base pairs, the chemical rungs spaced along the twisted ladder of the double helix. Consider that the process for constructing human DNA took some 3.7 billion years from the first prototypes of life on Earth, and 10 billion years of cosmic existence to get to that point. How many slips could randomly occur along the way, causing DNA's house of cards to collapse? Too many to calculate. Your genes were inherited from your parents, but in the process of transmitting them, about 3 million irregularities in the form of mutations occurred on average. These random alterations in DNA, along with mutations caused by X-rays, cosmic rays, and other aspects of the environment, cast huge doubts about life as an accidental creation. The rate of random mutations is statistically verifiable. In fact, this is the main way that we can trace where human genes traveled after the first band of our human ancestors migrated out of Africa 200,000 years ago. The mutations in their DNA serve as a kind of clock with which we can trace their path. So, randomness has powerful arguments in its favor, while at the same time, statistics also undermine randomness. Given how often DNA could have lost its way over 3.7 billion years. Yet all these slips were avoided, and this fact muddies the waters if you want to turn randomness into the only force at work. Life is poised on the cusp of order and disorder. Whatever else it says, fine-tuning underscores how mysteriously the two are tangled.